everybody. Welcome to a brand new week. It is the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
I just meant hey, girl, to you because you're coming off a big weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Where you went to new heights.
I sure
Donna
did,
Valentine,
Steve.
Valentine, after years of weeks, let's say, of hearing you talk about the big climb. You and Matty B from TV.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear how his tender little legs are, too. Tell us how the event went, how high up you made it.
First of all,
yeah,
Matt did not climb one step.
I'm sorry, what now?
He did not climb one step. Our friend Christy, the cookie Nazi,
she
was supposed to come. She didn't come.
She's the one who's been taking you through leg day in preparation for this.
Sort of, kind of. Anyway, so it was me and director of podcasting, Ross Brendel.
Oh, gosh, you were stuck walking with him?
Yes. He was nice, though. He waited for me. You know, I am not in shape. I am not an in-shape person. So, yesterday, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Mama's paralyzed.
I mean, holding on to the wall, holding on to any piece of furniture I can to... calves burning,
mm-hmm.
burning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working through that. I decided to go for a bike ride yesterday. So I did that. I figure, you know what? I can't walk, but I bet I could ride.
You know, there's something to be said for that, too. Don't be stagnant those days when
right.
you're sore. Move. Keep working that lactic acid
yes.
flowing through your system.
Correct.
Let's go back to the lead story that we just moved right past. So Matt Belanger, largely we've known of him to be a fraud, right?
For the most part.
What do you mean he wasn't climbing? All it was like, hey, join Donna and Matty B from TV as we do the big climb. Join us both.
Yeah, well, was he riding around in a rascal or something?
No. Oh, my God, I would have killed him. He was emceeing, so there are different waves of groups. So our wave was at 9:30, but there were ones I think that started, it went 9:15, 9:30, 9:45. So Matt was the person welcoming each wave. He was doing a little, a little thing on the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, educating us, that type of thing. So he was stuck at the podium all morning.
Wait, so I understand TV people, right? He gets to do the MC thing. Love it. Was there ever a time that he climbed?
Not that I'm aware of.
He nope. didn't even get a stair stepper and like move in place 1, 2, 1, 2, 1.
That would have been nice.
I don't think so.
Wow.
I know. I was so bummed. And then I'm like texting Christy. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be there by 8:15. What time do you think you'll be there? An hour later. Oh, I assume you're talking about the big climb. I'm not going.
Donna.
I know.
You were abandoned by your trainer
mm-hmm.
and your co-celebrity.
Well, and Matty B's the one who was like, please, 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 please do this. Please, please, please. And I was like, sure, it's a great cause. And thank you, by the way, to everybody who donated.
Yes.
We hit our goal, so we appreciate you. And thank
awesome.
You to... everybody who was a part of our team and got up early, and there was a really good group, so appreciate you. Anyway,
he'll Matt's be gonna here have soon. Hell to, he's going to have hell to pay. Come 9:30, it's a Monday, that's when we play News It or Lose It. That is a weekly current events quiz that we do on Mondays to get our brains all elastic and feeling good and loosey-goosey for the week ahead. He'll do that at 9:30, but we'll first we'll take him to task. We'll ask him some questions. Every now and again, we get to be the journalist in this relationship.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Donna, you're there. Slap him when you see him. Because you can still do it, I think, because of the Will Smith thing. Just slap him. We're still in the statute of limitations, right? Or
right.
the grace period.
Oh, speak of the devil. Look who just walked in.
Oh, wow. Hey, thanks for getting here 22 minutes early. I mean, what is acceptable? You know, these early people think that they're doing us a favor by being early, but we've had the conversation on the air. We'd almost rather somebody be 2 minutes late than 10 minutes early.
I know. I hate early birds.
Listen, someone needs to be here just in case. Just
okay.
in case, Steve.
What? Steve, like, has a heart attack?
The internet, you know, whatever. There's an internet connection.
Let's ask you a question while we have you here, Matt.
What can I do for you this morning?
Some people are saying that you're a fraud.
Me?
Some people are saying this.
Why?
They're saying that for months we heard about the big climb. Join Maddie B and Donna V for the big climb.
We're going to climb almost 1,800 steps.
We hear that you instead.
Capital W.
The people hear
we
that
did.
You got the TV treatment and didn't end up climbing.
No,
you just did fancy MCing. Set the record straight.
I sure did. I did. I launched all the waves of the climb. Like 10 of them or whatever it was. And at the after the 11:30 wave left,
okay.
I did the blue course, thank you very much, which was all 1,850 steps.
Okay, I
and
stand corrected. Okay. I'm so embarrassed.
Hold on, I want you to check my calves right now because they are hurting.
Matt,
Donna
I'm
said she was holding onto the wall the next day, just to walk.
Just to go from the prep room to here, I mean, I'm doing this.
I can't believe you thought that I didn't do it.
Well, I was gone by then, so I didn't witness that.
I told you I was going to do it at the end. I did. I was one of the last people.
I don't remember hearing you say that, but whatever.
We had the strip was halfway to a headline, too. We had Maddie B, television fraud.
Listen, and I can prove it because on my Facebook page, and if Donna would pay attention, I posted this photo of me with my medal on the 50-yard line.
All right, good job.
So eat it, guys.
I am one of those, too. I should post.
We stand corrected.
Okay.
He's a climber.
All right. It's just, you know, it was a little misleading when you asked me to be a part of it because I thought we were going to be buddied up, you know.
That I was going to carry you? Is that what you thought?
I thought we were going to do it at the same time together as part of the My Talk
You have
theme.
To understand what
Donna
happened,
Donna brought
Matt.
Her baby Bjorn adult-sized for you to wear, Matt.
She just would have been bouncing right in front of you. Could have even faced you. You can switch kids around on that. But, you know, she was stuck with Ross, the podcast boss.
That's fine.
Ross was great.
But he's cool. Though?
He's a sweet guy.
Was he chatting all the way up there?
Well,
he's a
first he had
guy.
Earbuds in, and I was like, oh, hell no. This is not how this is going to work.
You demanded he take those out?
Sort of.
He needed his pump-up music, you know?
Donna, I've really gone through a lot of different waves of emotion about the big climb in this first segment. I'm starting to feel like you might be the tyrant. You might be the problem here. You made that guy take his earbuds out?
I didn't make him. He just did because he knew that I needed support.
I'm sorry I wasn't there for
verbal
you.
Verbal support.
Sorry, I wasn't there for you.
It's fine, thank
I
you.
I might even start rooting for Steve in News It or Lose It now.
I welcome that.
Hey, remember who's dog-sitting in June.
That's true. Never mind. I'm going to keep rooting for Donna.
Hey, remember who takes days off so you can get new granite and fix your countertops and your plumbing?
New granite? Just like pay the electric bill these days.
Yeah, right?
Hashtag inflation.
How much do you think, you know, we're paying these
guys? I don't
know.
Seriously.
Okay, over and out. Bye. See you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
He'll be on at 9:30 for News It or Lose It.
All right. I'm very excited about that. I haven't been following the news greatly.
I read some articles on Monday morning in hopes of tapping into some of the topics that he's going
to
go.
Doesn't even occur to me. Dang it.
Hey, I got a question for you after the break. I put this on my Facebook page. I haven't seen if anybody's even responded yet. Have you ever lost something inexplicably where it was like, no, I just had it? Do you have any instances of that that stand out to you? We had something happen yesterday that... Honest to goodness, I feel like it's going to be my first question when I hopefully arrive in heaven someday. Did you ever see what happened then? Because, I mean, we had something vanish. It vanished. There's only one thing that I'll look for that today that could solve the mystery. Get into that. Misery loves company. If you have that, we'll see if you want to email in. Donna and Steve show at mytalk1071.com. All that when we come back. Donna, Steve, My Talk, I said it. Bye. Hey, friends. What's up? It's Stevie Boy for Hoffman Weber Construction. All right, so we've had a little wacky weather recently where it felt like our emotions were getting played with, and that is a common occurrence here in Minnesota. But I feel like we've got, look, I'm looking out a window right now. I see sunny skies. I sense optimism, temperatures sustained warm in the upcoming forecast, which means this is the sign. Your time to finally upgrade your home. I want you to think about the project you've thought about for a long time, and then think of Hoffman Weber Construction, because I get it. You're like, hey, we could really use our exterior. Like, the siding needs replaced, or that roof, good golly. We should have done that years ago. The windows, they're so drafty. The front door looks like heck. Hoffman Weber Construction. One of the reasons that you don't ever pull the trigger and actually do something is you don't know who to trust. And that's why I give you Hoffman Weber Construction. They're local. They've been here for over 30 years. They do all sorts of projects for you, your exterior specialist, and a non-pushy sales process. Check them out today, hwconstruction.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Still hurts. I miss you. We missed you. Hello, welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Steve, I think you and I are wearing the exact same, oh no, we're not, sweatshirts.
Let's just lie. Who cares? They can't see us. Oh my gosh, we are?
Isn't that crazy?
What does yours say?
Mine doesn't say anything.
Mine doesn't either.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. And it's
and
the same
color.
And
what color is yours?
Mine is like an army green.
Wow, so is mine. This is a fun day. I'm sorry.
See, this is why I come early. Hey,
wow, he's still here?
This is why I come
early. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Just in case it divulges into something like this, this is why I'm here.
We do this until 9:26,
yeah,
just back
and
forth.
What are you talking about? You might as well just stay for the whole show.
Yeah,
more
listen.
More of this to come next hour and the following hour.
Join this conversation here, Matthew. You ever lost something inexplicably, where you just cannot make sense of how this could have possibly gotten lost? I've asked you on Facebook. We've got some funny stories of people who have lost something, and it's just like mind-blowing. How, where could it have gone? So the story for us yesterday was, I was driving my son up to his first flag football practice of the spring. Exciting day. We get up there, up to Chaska High School. He says to me, oh, I forgot my jersey and my flags. And this was after we had read a big email from the coach who said, you need to wear a mouth guard. And if you don't wear a mouth guard, you will sit on the sideline the whole time. That's just it. There won't be any movement on that. So we had read that earlier in the day. He gets there, don't have a jersey, don't have flags, which they had sent to us a month ago. So now you ever just sort of feel frustrated? You just almost silently U-turn it. You don't even say anything. And it's like, well, we have no choice here. We have to drive back home. Drive home. Goes inside, gets the jersey, gets the flags, comes back out. Where's my mouth guard? I don't know, son. You just had the mouth guard. I don't know what to tell you. Where is the mouth guard? Go back in and check where you just got changed. All of that. Friends, I fast forward to 40 minutes later. Mm-hmm. Lou, Grayson, and I are looking everywhere. We have looked through the entire vehicle that we were in. We never opened the door when we got up to the practice field. So it's not like he stepped out for a minute and then got back in. We were in there. We checked the whole garage where he had entered the vehicle. We checked his room, dumped the hamper twice, checked drawers, checked the kitchen under all of the couches, checked everywhere. The only hope, it was crazy. I mean, he lost it in a span of a minute. The only way that this mystery gets solved is if, frankly, my dog poops out a brown U-shaped device today.
That is, you know what? That's the only thing I had to offer. I was going to say, well, wait for Rex.
We had watched him. He was not in a spot. Usually you can tell when he's messing around with something he shouldn't be. Couldn't find it. Can't find it. It took up so much of our time yesterday. Got to practice an hour late after we were there 5 minutes early.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because then we were looking, and then he was feeling embarrassed, didn't want to go. If it's like, now I'm just going to have to sit on the sideline the whole time. I'm there 50 minutes late. We talk him into it. He goes. They find a way to make it work.
Mm. Oh, well.
Here's one. I asked on Facebook, my daughter kept borrowing my favorite shirt, so I hid it. That was 12 years ago, says Linda. I still have not found it. She hides her own favorite shirt from her daughter. Has not seen the shirt since. She hid it so good, she hid it from herself. It's been more than a decade. Gina lost the camera back in fourth grade, 1977. She said she believes it's somewhere at the bottom of a lake in Minnesota. No specific location. Someone else said they lost their wedding ring. It was about a diamond ring. Couldn't find it for over a year. Ends up stumbling upon it right near the mailbox. She finds her diamond ring that had gone missing for a year. After a year, puts it back on the hand. A few years later, one of her young boys accidentally flushed it down the toilet, never
Stop.
Got it back.
Oh my gosh.
Has this ever happened to either of you where you just are like, is there a thing that stands out that you're like, son of a gun, where the hell is that
pair
thing?
Of pants that just I cannot find anywhere. I
today,
don't remember. Not
which
today.
Is shocking to see you
which
this
is why I'm sorry. I didn't have any good underpants.
Oh, gross.
It happens. Look.
Underpants. Listen. Donna's at the age now, she's just saying underpants.
I love it.
It's fine.
Anyway, I lost diamond stud earrings, and I was volunteering during Christmas to do the bell ringing for the Salvation Army. And I started calling the Salvation Army and saying, please, can you look in, you know, the pot to see if my earrings are there? I never found them. They were a carat total. You know, that was kind of a big loss.
Yeah, that is.
Of course, I didn't insure them, so there's that. Thanks, Matt.
I never do that additional insurance thing.
I know.
I lost something in this very building that still bothers me to this day.
What is it?
Sometimes I would have, like, my earbuds, my AirPods.
Yep.
And then so, like, occasionally I would just have some tunes going if I'm working at my desk and put my earpods in, and or whatever they're called. And so, somehow, one weekend day when I was anchoring the weekend evenings, I thought they were in my pocket, or they were back in the makeup room, or they were on the set or on my floor. I lost one of them. So I was missing one earbud.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't, and I was tracking them, and the little thing was like, oh, they're in the building somewhere. I looked everywhere.
Oh, you could track them. Okay.
Until the batteries died.
Oh.
And I looked and looked and looked and looked, and I'm like, they're in this building. I was looking in trash cans. Did I throw them away? Where are they? Because they're here. I never found them.
Donna.
I never found them. I bought new ones. I never found them.
I wonder if we could ask, like, the person in charge of building services to put out an APB.
Well, this was like years ago. So four or 5 years ago.
Someone reads the email and they're like, do I have to give this single ear pod back now?
But who would, like, I don't know that anyone ever found it. I'd like to think that they didn't find the one and then they just, like, keep it to be nasty. What?
Do we have a lost and found here?
I don't know the answer to that.
Good question, Donna.
I think we should. I think we should have it with security.
I feel like you should run it, too. You seem like the kind of lady who'd get all jazzed out of that responsibility. Yeah, and I also run the lost and found in my work.
I'll have a cell phone. I'll be like, can you describe it?
Yeah. Oh, the power that you would enjoy from that. You know what? I was skiing last year in Colorado, this big trip. I'm there with my cousin. We drive out to this hill, and we go to get in, and he's like, I can't find my AirPods anywhere. And he wanted to listen to music as he was skiing. And I was like, oh, man, crap, I feel bad. I've got my AirPods, whatever. End of the day. 8 hours later, I'm getting in and I'm like, okay, I need to put my AirPods away. So I reach into my pocket and I was like, well, that's weird.
Oh, no.
I pull out two AirPod cases.
Klepto.
I had stolen it, and I had to then confess to him and say, hey, remember we couldn't figure it out? We looked everywhere. It was in my pocket the whole time. But I was like, hey, you got to listen to nature and the sound of the powder cutting under your skis, man. Right? Anyway, thanks for responding on Facebook. A lot of great stories coming in there. It is about that time, Donna.
I'm ready.
It's Monday.
Let's do
this. It's coming up on 9:30.
Okay.
And every Monday, we do three games, one per hour. At 11:30, cover story, which is a lot of fun. 10:30, we do the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. But we get started at 9:30 with Maddie B. from TV.
Woo-hoo!
It is News It or Lose It. He is our resident newsman, and he's going to quiz us on some current events. You should play along. That next on My Talk.
Hey, guys, I want to give you a heads up. If you are in the market for a new fireplace, a fire pit, there is a store-wide sale going on right now for the month of April. We're talking indoor gas, wood, fireplaces, and inserts. Plus, in addition to that sale, all demo and in-stock items are on clearance. So they need to make room for showroom updates. So demo, again, and in-stock models are on clearance. They need to clear these things out while supplies last. Now is a great time to visit Energy Savers Fireplaces. I was reading some of their reviews. Here's one from Brooke who says, recommend hands down. I had Energy Savers install two fireplaces for me. I am so happy with them. They are considerably less expensive than many other options as well. Family owned and operated since 1976. EnergySaversFireplaces.com or stop by their showroom. They're just off of Highway 36 in Oakdale.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome back. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. It happens to be Monday. It happens to be 9:30. And that means this.
It's time for Five Eyewitness News's Matt Belanger's News It.
That's news to me.
Or Lose It.
That's bad news, man.
Here's Matty B from TV.
Ah, yes, my legs are sore from the big climb, which I did do.
Okay, sorry.
Sheesh. And my fingers hurt, too, from smacking the typewriter keys this morning.
Yeah, nice job.
Banging this one out for you. Listen, Steve is in the lead here with News It or Lose It, winning five of the weeks that we have played so far. Donna has won four of the weeks. Brittany played for Donna last week and lost. Donna has... That was the Marge Simpson noise.
Totally. Yeah.
Donna has the chance to tie it up today, so let us play.
Okay.
And if you're not familiar, it's questions ripped from the news headlines, but skewing obscure. So, like, okay. You know, like, I've kind of gone
quirky
down the
stuff.
Weird okay. The weird news.
News everyone, of the weird.
Yeah,
okay.
So, they, yeah,
right,
so
right.
If you want to read articles, read the weird ones. Okay, here we go. Admit it. We are all addicted to our cell phones. But there's a restaurant in Italy that is trying to fight this problem by offering customers this if
Donna,
you surrender your phone at the door.
Free bottle of wine.
Yes, that's correct.
Woo!
Yes. Now, did you see the article or
I
is
did.
This a guess? Okay, because some, you know, the Italy
she gets
context.
Pinged on any wine article on Google News Alerts.
She has an alert.
Yeah, and then you just, she starts, oh, this is good. I got to read
it. I start licking my chops.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, it is free wine if you hand over your phone. Customers at this restaurant in Italy, if you give your phone to them at the door and they put it in, you know, a safe
that's
place or whatever.
That's worth it, right?
You get, if you it promised, it, yes, to have the cell phone, free meal, and good old-fashioned conversation.
Yeah.
You know, they'll give you a free bottle of wine and then you get your phone back when you leave. I think
I
it's a great
that.
Idea.
I do too.
Particularly in an Italian restaurant where they really, the focus is on gathering and, yeah. and enjoying mm-hmm. one another. Great.
That,
if it'll work anywhere, it'll work there.
Yeah, you can't have a lady in the tramp moment with the spaghetti
no.
and the kissing if one of you is on Facebook.
Absolutely.
That's how Lou and I, it takes us forever to get through a spaghetti dinner, Lou and I, because we do every strand like that.
That's TMI.
I love it.
Now I know why you have such a big family.
Yeah, Pappy wants pasta now.
Wink, wink, nudge, yeah. nudge,
wow.
say no more.
Okay, moving right along to number two. It's something we all dream of. But a woman in Michigan beat the odds and had it happen to her, only to forget about it in her purse
Steve,
for a month. What did she forget about?
She won the lottery.
She did, yes.
Yeah.
Donna, that question was so you. I was thinking
gonna
you
say,
would
I thought
do this.
There was like a very yes. specific part of it. Like she won twice and lost the second ticket.
I was waiting to see if it was won twice, but then it was bottom of the purse. This Donna, mm-hmm. As we all gather to cremate her, yes, we will find something of great value, I think, at the bottom of her bag.
This was worth $150,000. So the 41-year-old woman buying the Powerball ticket at a gas station for $4.
And then she forgot about it and it was floating around in her purse. And then she pulled it out and she goes, oh, I won $150,000.
This whole thing.
Oh, my God. Everyone, check your numbers.
I know. Do it. Be right. I'm one of the people who, like, I got it first thing.
I have to do it right away. Yeah, same.
No, I'm so, because I'm busy dreaming about all the things I'm going to pay off.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
I hear you.
Question number three. It was far from home in Madagascar. And in one Texas city, workers were chasing it around for 2 weeks. A local man finally caught kind of animal in...
Donna.
Go ahead, Donna.
A little baby buddy boo bobcat.
No.
I'm going to go with a penguin.
No.
Shaggy.
All right. And I'm going to give you... There's a clue written into this question, okay. So I'll repeat. So a local man finally caught what kind of animal that was lurking around town? Steve? Madagascar.
Donna.
What?
No, Steve didn't say.
It's a zebra.
No.
Donna, it's a lemur.
It's a lemur!
Do they lurk? Are lemurs lurkers?
I come up with an L word, L lemur, to lead you to lemur.
I was going to go llama, but then I was like, I never saw a llama in that cartoon.
Well, and you got to know that lemurs come from Madagascar, so that's really important, mm-hmm. too. Okay, right. So Donna gets the point after all that madness. Local guy caught the animal. It is native to Madagascar. He had a live trap out, and if the owner of this thing, because I think it might have been like a pet situation.
Sure.
If they don't find the owner, they're going to ship it off to... There's a lemur rescue not far away in Texas. How convenient.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. That's service.
Limu.
No. Okay.
That's something else. All right, number four. A sheep farmer in Britain is thinking outside the box and has found a surprising solution for keeping her rams calm. What slightly overpowering, manly-smelling product... Is she spraying to cover up the hormones that cause the rams to get aggressive?
Donna, patchouli.
Manly smelling product.
Patchouli.
That's not correct.
Steve.
I want a brand.
You want a brand? I'm going to say Brute.
Nope.
Donna, Irish Spring.
Nope.
Steve, Polo.
Keep going.
How about Axe body spray?
Oh, good one, Holly.
Yes, nobody gets the point because Holly read the answers.
I didn't. I didn't read the answers.
Because you do have the sheet. Because
is it Axe?
It is Axe body spray.
Say
Axe. Oh, honey, Matt, you think that I'm reading the questions?
Oh, you don't read my heart. Oh,
that's precious.
Yeah. No one reads my emails around
no,
here.
You all want to be surprised.
Surprise.
I love you.
Maddie
Thank
B.
You. Anyway, so no one gets the point, but Holly gets the credit for nailing it. Axe body spray. Yeah. So this sheep farmer in Britain discovered by reading on a Facebook group, where else, that apparently spraying these rams with Axe body spray covers up the hormones and then they don't get all
Randy.
Aggressive rammy with each other. So is that where?
I said Randy, you said rammy.
Well, whatever. But and also they have found that spraying Axe body spray can help to encourage a mother to adopt a little one that's not theirs because it covers up the scent because they identify by scent. And then when they confuse the animal with the Axe spray, they're like, okay, come here, little baby.
Okay, I'll adopt you.
By the way, this may be a telltale sign for anyone who's using Axe body spray. It covers up the hormones. You're not going to get lucky to the point where a mom's like, can I just adopt one? Is there any way that I could just avoid making the new baby? This is a telltale sign. Throw your Axe out.
Also, that stuff is really strong. You got to go easy on that spray. Yeah. You can clear out a room.
Huh?
Steve.
Okay. Moving right along. Number five. Number five. It was supposed to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, but instead it came crashing down.
Meteor.
Go ahead, Donna.
No.
Meteor, right? Meteor.
I'll wait now and hear the rest of the question. Go ahead, Matt.
But instead it came crashing down through the roof of a Florida man's home. From what celestial outpost did this piece
of space?
No, this is now Steve again, International Space Station. Donna, you don't just get to ram as many answers as you want in, you psychopath.
She needs Axe body spray. Stat! Stop
International Space Station.
You're taking too long to think. All right, come on. I got to give people some info here.
This segment goes till 9:41.
If you clock in, you need to answer immediately. Thank you.
Okay, I will do that. I'm just saying that you can't answer twice before I get to answer once. Right. You're a bully. You're what's wrong with schools.
Guys, stop. I got to give the. Let me give the news to the people.
Sure.
So this thing.
piece of space junk was sent to NASA. They checked it out. It was some garbage that they discharged from the ISS, and it's supposed to just burn up in the atmosphere, but this 2-pound, 4-inch thing, piece of metal, made it through the atmosphere and crashed right through the guy's roof all the way into his house. It damaged his flooring.
Now they probably have special powers.
It's the origin story.
It didn't hit him in the head.
Like a Marvel movie. Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. I give up.
All right. This is a tiebreaker.
2-2, right?
Well, yeah. You're 2-2.
Big money.
Number 6.
Holly's playing for me.
A coffee roaster in Finland was looking to create the next big thing. So they used what new emerging technology to choose the next
Steve.
One? Steve was first.
Artificial intelligence.
That is correct. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Apparently, this blend of four beans that AI came up with, and that is unusual because, you know, they just said, hey, make the next big brew for us. Hey, AI, do this. And they used four, and that's unusual because it's usually only like two or three different bean types to come up with a blend. Oh. AI used four. They brewed it. They tasted it. And it was perfect.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And so that in itself was scary. It didn't need any tweaks, and they are calling it the Iconic. A-I-conic.
I love that.
So that's their... Okay, all right. So where are we at?
I'm up 3-2 going into question number 7.
Donna could tie it up with this next one, and then we'd have to do the tiebreaker, which I toiled over.
Oh, we're doing 7 questions today?
Donna, every week he prepares.
Every week. Oh, I thought it was 6.
It's 7.
Okay, 7.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry,
here we go. Big money.
I don't know why she gets like this.
I can hear you, just for the record.
Oh, so this time we're doing 7? Okay, let's write it down.
Okay, focus. We gotta go.
I'm in pain.
Donna, your calves hurt. Get over it.
Yeah, we're all in pain a little bit.
Aren't we all?
I know.
That's right.
Number 7.
The pain is getting worse.
Officers in England, police officers in England, were left confused when they heard police sirens sounding on their cars out in the headquarters parking lot. Until they went out and realized what was recreating that sound.
That, my friends, was a bird.
Yes! Wow! Did you know that? Did you see the story?
I did not see the story, but I follow a lot of birds on Instagram.
So at first they thought the squad cars were malfunctioning, but later they realized the birds learned to mimic the siren sounds, and Holly has the video proof. Listen to this. Keep it going.
Yeah, you
hold on, hold on. Yes!
That is so fun.
Yeah, the birds mimic the sirens.
That's kind of cool. I wonder if that's a magpie. Because they, like, mimic dog barking, that type of thing.
I think someone who was seeing this story posted that online, that it might have been that type of bird, because they do mimic, you know, other animal sounds or worldly sounds.
Hang on one second before we go to the tiebreaker. I'm updating my Tell Me You're Single without telling me you're single. It is I follow a lot of birds on Instagram. Okay, I got it. Let's go. Tiebreaker.
Okay, so we got it. This is going to, for the win, let's do it. And remember, if Donna gets this, she will tie up the overall score. So a lot riding on this one today.
Okay.
Here we go, number 8. Researchers in the jungles of Brazil noticed that some frogs they were studying were arching their backs and silently opening their mouths when threatened. But it turns out the frogs were actually doing what?
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
They were attempting to mate.
No, that is not correct.
Donna, they were having a baby buddy boo.
I don't even know what that means.
I have another guess if that's wrong.
Giving birth.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not correct.
I think that they were defecating. They were going
to
the bathroom.
No, they're not. That's what Steve does.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, the arch back too? And then the mouth open, but no noise? Whoa, are you in my bathroom?
So there are context clues to this here. So they open their mouth and they thought that they... Thank you. That's it. This is done.
Is this just a tie this week?
It might have to.
All right,
People, the frogs were screaming.
Why?
We just, because they were threatened, but they just, you couldn't, the researchers couldn't hear it because it was like, you know how dogs can hear other sounds?
It's one of those things like if a tree falls in the forest and you're not there.
All right, so the score is staying 5-4, Steve in the lead, because this week was a mess.
And I'm Donna Valentine.
All right. 5-4 to 1, yeah.
Whatever, right. What? Oh, that's Steve's in the toilet again.
I was like, really? I didn't think you could hear it. I thought I was being silent.
Well, with the big gap in Rex the stall over running. In this one over here, that, I mean, that is scream-worthy in that, yeah. that strange bathroom that you can wave hi to people in over here.
It's my gosh. I bet there have been two people crapping there in the last 2 weeks. I'm like, you savages, what are you doing? Go find a place that doesn't have a gaping hole. If I see your thigh, this is a bad place for you to crap.
Yep. And you gotta go, you gotta go. And I think you guys have to go.
Oh, we gotta go. All right, fine. Thank you, Maddie. Catch him. 5 Eyewitness News morning starting at 4:30 and then 45 from 7 tonight. We'll be back. Donna, Steve. Donna!
Okay, sorry. Hi! And welcome back to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson. We've got Holly Roberts for one more segment. So here it goes.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
This is the litigation edition. Go ahead, Steve.
May I begin?
Yes, you may.
I would like to talk with you about TikTok.
Okay.
And apparently, things just got real about this maybe, sort of, could be someday ban of TikTok. After years of raising concerns about it, the United States took its biggest step yet to banish TikTok from American phones. The House passed a bill on Saturday requiring a forced sale or ban of TikTok in the U.S. within a year.
Okay.
The bill is expected to get through the Senate as soon as this week and will almost certainly then be signed into law by President Biden. He has said, if they send it through, I'll sign it. So to reset and kind of what's new about this, why are we going after TikTok in the first place? Lawmakers in both parties, which is the rarest and the biggest takeaway of this headline always, this story. Our government agrees about nothing. Everybody's enemies with everybody, but they're like, oh, TikTok? Yeah, we're all on the same page here. Lawmakers in both parties consider that the app to be a threat to U.S. national security. Why? Well, since TikTok is owned by the Chinese tech giant ByteDance, officials fear that the data of TikTok's 170 million U.S. users could wind up in the hands of the Chinese government. I still don't know what they would do with that, but apparently it's a big threat and they would do something with it. Okay. There's also concern that Beijing could put its thumb on TikTok's algorithm to promote its interest and influence the American public opinion. TikTok maintains it has never sent U.S. user data to the Chinese government and would not do so if it was requested. The app said that the bill would, quote, trample the free speech rights of its users, and choose what you think of this coming from this person. Elon Musk happens to agree with that, in case you look to Elon Musk to shape your opinions. How did the bill gain more support? It's got two things going for it now. They attached a $95 billion foreign aid package that will send funds to Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel, and Gaza, making it highly likely to be passed by the Senate. Because now they're like, okay, fine. Here's the TikTok thing, but it's all tied together with this aid that is a really pressing matter for both parties. There was a previous incarnation called for ByteDance to find a buyer within 6 months. This version, though, which gave it more steam and allowed it to pass through, extends the deadline to 9 months with room for making it up to a full year if, in fact, a sale appears to be close. But the problem is, it's going to be tough for somebody to buy TikTok. How come? Well, its value is several hundred billion dollars.
Oh, my God.
And American tech companies with that kind of money, think Meta, Alphabet, like Google, they would probably be prevented from buying it over antitrust concerns. So individuals, including former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and ex-Activision Blizzard CEO of a gaming company, Bobby Kotick, they've reportedly been trying to rally a team of investors to explore some bids, but it'll be tough to see if they can actually make that happen. In addition to all that, and in closing, TikTok is China's most successful app globally, And they are not going to want to give it up easily. Beijing has signaled that it's not going to allow a sale by ByteDance.
Okay.
Adding further uncertainty to TikTok's fate in the months ahead. This all written up in today's techie newsletter, The Morning Brew. But they're like, it's whether or not this ever really happens, I don't think it will. I don't think TikTok will get to a ban. But this is a necessary step to getting towards that possible reality. And that happened over the weekend.
See, and everything I was hearing, at least from people in Washington, was, oh yeah, this is happening. This ban will happen.
You know, I feel like there's, I don't know. It feels like it's a bit of they're posturing, right? You've got to draw the line in the sand. So they have done that now. And if this passes with the Senate, then it's like, boom, that's the expectation. That now has to happen. It's no longer hypothetical. That being said, there are more wrinkles to this as opposed to just the Chinese government user data, which is a thing. I grant you, that's a big threat. But it also, there's a small business side to this. There is a creator economy side to this. It's provided marketing opportunities for small local businesses all throughout the country who otherwise aren't advertising in different ways. And so there's just this other part of it. And, you know, the free speech thing, too. Here in America, like we think of other countries that ban social media. Not us, right? Not the good old US of A.
Yeah.
So that's another part of the conversation. And you can nuance the heck out of that thing. And there are different parts to that conversation. Namely, are they stealing our data? Because then that would get in the way of it. But it'll be interesting. It certainly seems like it took a one step toward getting a little more serious. But like TikTok, they don't want to lose an American audience. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they will be doing whatever they can to not lose these 170 million users. Because then the value of the company plummets. Like that day plummets.
Did you say that it's heading to the Senate tomorrow?
I didn't say tomorrow. I said this week. Don't put words into my mouth, Donna. I object, Your Honor.
I asked a question.
I'm sorry. I'm defensive this morning ever since we all painted that picture of what I look like on the toilet. I've been a little rattled since the last segment. Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Same. Meaning you look the same or you're also rattled now knowing what I look like.
Well, maybe a little from column A, a little from column B.
Okay, so there's a couple of lawsuits I want to tell you guys about.
Great.
David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg, your boyfriend.
Say hi to your mother for me.
David Beckham is suing Mark for screwing him over, allegedly, supposedly, because back in 2021, David Beckham became a brand ambassador for Mark Wahlberg's fitness company, F45 Training. He claims that partnership actually cost him $10 million because he was supposed to receive stock in the company as part of this deal that he made, but he didn't get it until the stock price tanked, and now he feels like he was duped. Hmm. He's not the only one suing, by the way. Terrell Owens said that he is owed $700,000. Uh-oh. Not looking good.
I think the headline's a little misleading that it cost him. It's not like David Beckham had this net worth and then it cost him. It was like it could have been this and now it is. $10 million is a lot less. Don't get me wrong.
That is really frustrating, though, when you're waiting for money to be liquidated from stocks. And then by the time the person who's got to make it happen gets to it, stocks plummet.
Yeah.
It's a little sketch.
Yeah. Wow, so sounds like Donna's doing all sorts of things in the stock market.
Don't worry about it, Warren Buffett.
Are you putting stop orders or calls or losses or whatever? Give me one more lawsuit
before we go. All right, Pink and Pharrell Williams are entangled in a legal dispute over the trademark of the term pee ink. So she's trying to block his attempt to trademark it, saying it's likely to cause confusion among consumers. Anyway, I could finish this story when we come back in the beat.
You don't have to.
Okay.
It sounds sort of uninteresting just on its surface, don't you think?
I kind of thought it was interesting.
Okay, fine. No, I do too. It's fun. Hey friends, it's Steve. You know, the season is changing, and now is the time to begin planning your winter adventures here in Minnesota. From dog sledding across a frozen lake to dining in an igloo, winter can be magical in Minnesota. So start planning your winter getaway and visit one of the world's largest malls or catch a touring Broadway production. Get your free monthly travel e-newsletter and start planning your dream trip or browse through endless events and activities happening throughout the entire state by visiting exploreminnesota.com.